Okay, just as a backup, I know Steve is already on the line and is recording the call for others to get via playback, because I'm hoping in the next 25, 30 minutes or so, with your help, with lots of interaction and comments and questions from you, we can cover as much as we possibly can regarding the, I don't want to say new requirements, because when you're in a job and you're handed a list of new requirements, it's always scary, because people go, oh, this is the new stuff. These are the new things that we've got to, you know, aspire to, or these are the new changes. Whereas I see what we have with Nikan, and I've got some testimonies to back it up. I see what we have with Nikan as a bar or a threshold that literally will open the door to a gateway of freedom in so many ways. And we're seeing the fruit of that, or the results of that, with people who, you know, much like Gary Bolton said, for years he was self-consuming to qualify, you know, to continue getting his commissions. And now what we're seeing is a totally new realm, in that we're attracting customers because it is, number one, it's so attractive to get Nikan's products and these wonderful solutions at a rate that we've had now for, let's say, 4 months, and without jumping through any hoops to get that. And I think that's just truly fantastic, in the sense that we can get the products at a discounted price as a customer without having to pay a membership fee, without having to do a renewal, none of that stuff. Because a lot of people really get, it's given the network marketing industry, or the relationship marketing industry, a bad rap, in that you have to become a member to get a discount. Well, we don't have that anymore. And, you know, as I was reading this morning, this passage, this section in Proverbs, literally jumped off the page at me, and it simply says this is Proverbs 12, verses 14. A man will be satisfied with the good words of his mouth, and the work of his hands will reward him. And I look at what we have with all the new stuff, and with the new, again, I don't want to use the term requirements, but with the different goals or different benchmarks that we set for ourselves. And I look at the three that are in place, 500, 1,000, or 1,500. And we get to make a decision with our mouth, with our intention, every month. Where do we want to land at the end of that month? Where do we want to end up? What will be the fruit of our labor, the work of our hands, you know, picking up the phone, dialing numbers, setting appointments, making contact with people? I remember speaking with one of our silvers this week, her and her husband recently took a trip to Seattle from California, and during the course of the wedding that they were there for, they made a decision that we're not going to really, you know, push Nikan on anybody. And she said it was so fun and liberating, because we talked to more people than we ever would have prior. But I think it was their intention prior to that, of making the decision that this is just going to become part of who we are, part of our lifestyle. I got another email yesterday from one of our leaders, and it simply says this: I'm well over my 2,000 mark in my personal group, with 1,000 in personal customer sales. I also have well over the 5 customer requirements, so all my qualification is done. The company's free product incentive is actually pretty effective, because once a person hits the required volume, there's another carrot or two waiting. This promotes the concept of generating more volume now, and not sandbagging or self-consuming. I might even have some more sales happening before month's end, so I'm encouraging myself to try and hit the 1,500 rather than wait and put it towards next month's volume. And he goes on and talk about, you know, what's going on, you know, in his group and then internationally. But, you know, as I read that yesterday, I kept thinking to myself, you know, this is what it's all about. If we'll look at what we need to do in the new columns that Nikan has set up on the website, and I'm referring to the genealogy report, really help and empower us to look at those benchmarks. And when you look at, I think the most important column to look at when you're looking at your report is the qualified PPV, the qualified personal point volume. I think that's what that stands for. I'm interpreting them, the codes, the letters, to whatever just works and makes sense in my brain. When we look at that, that's the ideal target amount that we want to utilize as our benchmark to determine what it is we're shooting for. And I would, you know, like this email mentioned, you know, when you surpass one of them, as Herb Rapp mentioned on one of the leadership calls months ago, that we should never hit a goal during the course of the month and then stop. That target should always be moving, and we should push it out a little bit further. If we set a goal and a target of hitting 500, and, you know, it's the middle of the month or, you know, the 20th of the month, and we've already surpassed that, we'll keep going. Because $100 in free product is so much better than $25. And then, on top of that, $225 in free product is so much better than $100. And that's those three targets that I think will become very, very liberating. And then what we do with that free product is totally up to us. I mean, it's completely, you know, your discussion. I just placed an order, and it arrived yesterday. Two pair of insoles, a new filter for our waterfall, and then a set of the filters for the handheld shower head in our daughter's bathroom. And so half the product that was free was for our own self-consumption, our self-use. And then the other two, the screw pair of insoles, were to replace some that I'd sold over the last couple months and did not replace them yet. So that's, you know, two pair of insoles alone, that's free product now that I get to exchange for cash. If in event I come across somebody who doesn't want to join as a customer, which is highly unlikely, but at least I have them because I completely obliterated. I used to have four sets of insoles, two pair of M strides and two pair of M steps, and somehow along the line I got those out to somebody and I didn't replace them. But my main point is it's more than just the free product as well. And I don't think it's necessary to completely understand what all those different terms are, but just see what the number is and which column. It's the third column over, I believe, is the one that I'm referring to, and I should have had this pulled up already. So let me do that, since I have the computer right here in front of me. But that's the one that I focus on. That's the one that I look to because it's easier to calculate and see where things are at and where I need to go or where I need to finish the month when I'm understanding what that column is. One of the things that's changed in the last few days, is that column no longer includes any of our own auto ship. And what I mean by that is any orders that are placed underneath our own ID number that are not underneath of a customer, they're not included in that column. Okay, unless, here's the catch, unless we have customer volume. So in other words, if you've got a consultant underneath of you that all they do is auto ship, that auto ship order does not qualify them to either receive a commission check or be qualified for that month, if that's all they've got. Now, if they've got a customer order, then it'll actually show up. But if there's no customer activity, which is what qualifies us as an active consultant now, then that amount will not show up. So I want to encourage you to look at the numbers and say, we still get paid on that volume. It's still there, but it doesn't qualify us for ongoing commissions and, you know, the other qualifications. And I'm sorry, I'm multitasking here and punching our ID number at the same time. But that column, that third column over, I think it's the third column. I got to pull it up here right quick. And the other way to look, too, is if you don't have any auto ship, and I've said this before, and I want to encourage everybody again and again, it really is in our best interest to not have a large auto ship underneath of our own ID number. Somebody asked me just yesterday, well, what if I just click the retail button when I set up my auto ship? You can't. There's no way to click a retail button when setting up an auto ship. It's better to simply take that auto ship order and put it underneath one of your customers and then ship it back to you. Yes, you'll pay the extra 5%. That's the difference between a consultant cost for an auto ship and the customer cost. But, again, it goes into that qualification amount. So, for example, I'm looking at our column that, excuse me, the second column over now. It's the second column over, the qualified personal point volume, and ours this month is $948.44. So we're $52 away from hitting that 1,000, that benchmark. And I've got several orders still outstanding right now from customers that will push that up over the 1,000 mark. My goal, however, is to hit 1,500. That's ideally what I want to target. That's the center of the target every single month. And if I fall short of that, okay, it's not the end of the world. But that's my ongoing goal. And as we build up utilizing the 25% auto ship discount, we'll get there over time. I know I'm looking down at our organization. I see several people who they had a goal, because I've spoken with them, of hitting 500. And they've already surpassed it. Their volume is, 700, 800, or whatever. We had too many numerous to even keep track of or count last month, people who hit well over 1,500 who all earned $225 in free product. And on that note, several people have asked me, Vance, where do I look to see how many of the Nikan reward dollars I've earned? There's nowhere on the website that you can see that. You simply need to pick up the phone, call Nikan, the order entry line, and they will tell you how many Nikan reward dollars you've earned. For some reason, it's not been tallied for the month of January, and I don't know why, but I was told that an email would be sent out. I was hoping to see it yesterday, but it did not manifest. But you will be sent an email telling you exactly how many Nikan reward dollars you've earned in the process of doing that. I want to mention also one more thing, and then I'd love to open up the line here for comments and questions on this, because I've gone over this, it seems like, more times than I would care to admit, of understanding the value of customer volume versus self-consumption. And just like that email I read from one of our leaders, is that when we focus on the customers, and focus on bringing in new business, whether it's an existing customer or a new customer, whether it's a one-time order, whether it's an auto ship order, that's where the focus needs to be. And when we focus on that, that's what drives our business. The five customer rule for silvers and above, it's not imperative if you don't have any silvers or above underneath of you. However, it's a great habit to get into. It really is fun when you look down and you see all these customer orders starting to stack up. And I'd encourage you, when you have a customer, if some of their products that they're ordering are nutritional or consumable, skincare, nutrition, or the duct tape, set up an auto ship order separately from their other purchase. Because the discount that they'll receive, for example, I was helping one of our consultants place an order for a new customer who wanted a waterfall and then several nutritional items. Well, it made more sense with the 25% discount to set that up in two orders, put the waterfall in as one order, and then put all those nutritional items in as a second order utilizing AutoShip. Because the discount was, I think I tabulated, it was over $45 that she saved because of that 25% discount. Even a jar of Jade on auto ship will more than offset the cost of shipping. And if they don't continue to get it every month, set it up for a bi-monthly or a quarterly, and they'll still get that discount. That's the beauty of the program. Many have asked, including myself, why are things like the CM cream or the filters, the air and the water filters, not considered a consumable product for customers? We don't know. I am working on getting the CM cream added to that. I was told it's something to do with the price point, but for now, we at least have all the nutritionals. And when you look at the price spread, for example, like the Kenzen Vital Balance, it's a $70 item for customers. When you put it on AutoShip, it's just over $56. So that's a huge savings in itself. When you look at that, that more than pays for the shipping of that product just when you put it on AutoShip. So I can't encourage that enough in utilizing the AutoShip and what's there. Because a few months from now, when we have enough people that are taking advantage of the AutoShip, the qualifications will be, you know, a thing of the past, because it'll just automatically be there. And I'd also encourage you to set these AutoShip orders up for, you know, in the first 10 days of the month. It's a lot easier to calculate, and it's a lot easier to see where your numbers are. And then when you're looking down in your organization and looking at consultants that you're helping, make sure you check their volume. Check that column, that second one over, the qualified personal point volume, because that'll help them. I made a few phone calls last night to several people in an organization where I could see that they were $12 or, you know, $70 away from hitting the $1,000 mark in customer orders. And I was so excited when I clicked on that amount and it showed no orders whatsoever, because that meant all the orders were underneath customers. And the other thing, too, if you want to have an idea of where the orders are coming from, or you're going, well, I don't know what that one's all about or how that number is even there, go over underneath of my business and go down to account inquiry. And everything that has an IC next to it, those initials, the letter I and the letter C, that is a customer order. I don't know what the I stands for. I thought it was like maybe international customer, but it's not. But those are all the orders that are tagged to your account that month. And again, they're at the very, very bottom. And if they're U.S., they're in one group. And if they're Canadian, they're in a second group. But all those totals up together will give you that amount in that second column to help you see where your customer volume is coming from. And again, those are true numbers of where things are at that point. It's really fun when you set that goal, when you speak it with your mouth and you set your intention on that benchmark and say, okay, where do I want to hit this month? I would encourage you to go for, you know, $1,500 every single month, because $225 in product, you can buy a lot of stuff with that. And we have a total of 6 months to redeem those points. I spoke with one of our leaders this week, and she asked, well, how you know, can I multiply them and add them up together? I said, absolutely. That's the other beauty of it. There's no limit on how many you can put together for one order. If you want to upgrade to one of the new toppers or get an air unit, you can put several months together worth, and it'll all count. Those orders do need to be phoned in. Again, you can't see anywhere on your website what the total amount of Nikan reward dollars are that we've earned. You simply need to phone it in. And you have to use them all. If you don't use them, then you lose them. All right. So when you have an idea of how many you've earned, make sure you put together a shopping list that's greater than that amount, so you can utilize them all at the same time, because there's no sense of wasting them. And I encourage you to utilize, if you're close to that dollar amount or that threshold, the CM cream packets for $10.30. I can't even remember if that's auto ship price or if that's the regular price. I don't remember. But that's the most inexpensive product we have that'll push you up over the threshold. So those are the main points that I wanted to cover. And again, I would stress that we don't necessarily have to have this all figured out. I presume there will be another column that should be appearing, and if it doesn't, it's okay. That also includes, you know, the auto ship amount. We still get paid on that. Any auto ship or any orders that are underneath our own ID number. But again, as I've stated it, I would encourage you, unless you're really partial like we are, our auto ship has been in place for over 20 years now, and there's just this sentimental value that I don't want to let it go. But we've taken, and with the bulk of our items that we're consuming every month, and I've put that underneath an auto ship order underneath our daughter, who is one of our customers. She's a legit customer, She uses the products every single day, and I said, why not? Now, if you don't have any kids or you don't have a spouse or somebody living nearby, again, just put it underneath one of your customers. You can have as many auto ship orders underneath of a customer ID or a consultant ID as you want. There's no limit on that. And Nikken does not frown, or they do not care whose credit card was used or where it shipped to. All right? That doesn't matter. The key is, if you want to maximize the program that we have now that is really geared for customer volume, I can't stress it enough. You know, put those orders underneath your customers, or if you're placing it as a regular order, underneath your own ID number, which I don't see any reason why to do this, but you can click the retail button, and that'll count as a custom order. I think it makes more sense just to put it through a customer's account. It's cleaner that way, and then it counts towards all the volume, because I'm not sure if a retail order placed underneath our own ID number counts towards the qualification for those different tiers. Oh, one other thing that I left out that is nowhere on the website yet, and I'm not sure why. Those three levels, if you double-click on the information center over on the right-hand side underneath current promotions and incentives, you'll see the second one down underneath the Business 21 Club is the Nikken Reward Points. And again, this is by double-clicking on the information center. And when you click on the Nikken Reward Points, you can see it broken down between the 500, 1,000, and 1,500, and what we earn as a result of that. It's all stated right there. And on top of that, every single month, when we generate 500 in customer sales, a minimum of 500, and we do that for three consecutive months, we are rewarded with free renewal at the three-month mark. 6 months later, we receive free shipping on any one order, and that is not applicable to an auto ship order. So any one order, you can use that voucher. And then at the nine-month mark, we will be given free tickets to the next Nikken Field Convention, or the next event. So in other words, if, for example, you as a brand new consultant, you join this month in February and you hit at least 500 in customer sales. The first month is kind of a buy month, especially for qualification for Team Kaizen, and that's a whole other subject in itself. But let's say next month, in the month of March, you generated 500 in customer sales as a brand new consultant. And you continue to do that every month thereafter, so that in come November would be your last qualification month, if I'm doing them, trying to count on my fingers real fast. But the next field event would be the Eagle Expo in Logan, Utah, next January. And so that would be compensated for you, courtesy of Nikken, you know, whatever the tickets to that would be. So it's a nice little extra carrot, as the leader email that I read, that there's always something out there for hitting the next, you know, level, the next benchmark. So, anyways, hopefully that's been helpful. I know there's got to be a lot of questions out there, so I want to open up the line. I know there's already some of you who have opened up your line by hitting *6. Comments, questions, or even testimonies of what this has done to empower you to build rather than self-consume, and you know, having a lot of personal volume that's not underneath customers. So again, *6 on your phone line will open up yours.
Dan, so are you saying that the CM cream samples are available again?
They are available for consultants on a consultant auto ship order, and for just a regular order or for an auto ship order, but they're not available. They never have been available for customers.
Do you happen to have the number for that?
And you're bringing up it's item code 15077.
Thank you. Did not know that.
15 count for $10.30. And let me see. I don't think that price changes. 15077, and I'm going to add it right now to our auto ship and see. I think it does drop a little bit more. What did I say? 15077. Okay, and let's see what the price of that is. I don't think it goes down, but maybe again it does. Honestly, it does. It drops the price down to $9.27 if we add it to a consultant auto ship order. Again, they're not available for customers either to purchase or to put on a customer auto ship order. So that brings the price down to $9.27 for 15 of them. So way less than, you know, you're talking about, what, 60, 65 cents a piece. And I go through those almost 15 a month.
Wow.
Giving them out to people. They're a wonderful addition to the duct and the MagFlex for anybody that's got an injury to rub that in. And you can rub it, you can rub the CM cream right on the area of the body and then put the tape right on top of it. It sticks perfectly nicely because the CM cream is non-greasy, as we all know. Thank you, Nancy, though. Great question. Thank you,
ma'am. This is Cindy in Kentucky, and I have a quick question about qualifying for silvers and above. It says that you have to have your 2,000 points, your 5 customers, and 500 per King Kaizen. You have to have your 500. But then it also says you have to have 4,000 qualified organizational point volume. What if you are a silver with no silvers under you?
Yes, Cindy, excellent.
I think that's pretty stiff, yeah.
Yeah. Well, excellent question, because if you don't have any silvers or above underneath of you, the 4,000 in organizational volume is for you to get paid on them. But if there's nobody down there contributing to that, then you don't have to worry about that, period.
Okay, so what if you do have them and you don't make, you have your 2,000, the 500, the 5 customers, but you don't have that 4,000 because they had just done a run and they're not back up and going, I guess.
Right.
What happens to, do we get paid on them at all?
No. And here's the thing. If, let's say you've got your 2,000 as a silver and above, but they, like you said, they just did a run and then the following month there wasn't a whole lot of activity. There's not going to be much that you're going to be losing anyways, because when you look at 6%, let's say they do 1,000, you know, in volume for their group, because as a silver and above, they have their own group at that point.
Right.
That's $60. Okay, it's not a great loss. However, if they generate 2,000 on top of your 2,000, well, now that's a, you know, 6 times 6% roughly, because you got to factor in the commissionable volume. Yeah, the commissionable volume. You're looking at let's say about $108, $110. Well, that's a nice little kicker when you total. What we've seen happen consequently is, especially when somebody does a run and they advance to silver, yeah, their volume may taper off, but as things get going and their activity combined with your activity, that 4,000 benchmark is not near as high as we think it is. Again, and I look at where golds and platinums are with the outside high leg volume. You know, their organizational volume is one thing, but then there's also an outside, you know, outside of their main leg, the volume requirements. And those volume amounts seem to be met because of activity that just keeps going. And that's why, you know, when I look at this, what we have with the 500, the 1,000, or the 1,500, when people get close to that, by encouraging them and helping them see that, hey, you know, $25 in free product doesn't seem like much, but, you know, if you do this, the 500, 3 months in a row, then you don't have to pay for your renewal. So then you'll be $75 richer in free product, and you'll get to keep that $79 that you're going to spend for renewal. So the ongoing monthly activity is what is encouraged. And if you look at any other business, it's pretty simple. And I go back to something that Ben Woodward said over a year ago, that if you have a restaurant and you're the only buddy consuming, you're the only person eating, and that, then it's not really a restaurant, that's the kitchen. You know, you're eating out of your own kitchen. And that's where the, you know, the customer activity, us driving people into that, into our store, into our business, is what generates the activity month after month after month.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Cindy. Excellent question, though. Thank you for asking that, because that, those benchmarks as far as the OV, the qualified organizational volume, are they're a little bit tricky. And it's even with the fun part now, and I look at it as the fun part is, you know, with the prices restructured as of November 2nd, we still have those benchmarks didn't change. So, yes, we've got to generate more activity to hit what was easier to hit and target before. But because of the prices being restructured, we're finding it that more and more people are buying because the prices are better than what we had before.
Vance, this is June.
Good morning, June.
Good morning, Vance. Okay, I'm not a rocket scientist, but I'm still a little unclear. And I noticed something happened during the week, I guess. I'm looking at my, what I call my home page, and it shows my personal volume, and I don't have problems saying this, to be 1,055.
Okay.
When I go to my genealogy, with my entire organization, it shows my personal volume to be 774. Now, that's the difference between my own autoship.
Correct.
In other words, personal volume being 1055, that takes into consideration my customers. And then on my homepage, or my genealogy, it shows a different, it shows the 7, whatever I just said it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I look further down, those in my organization that are on autoship, all of their volumes reduced this month, some of whom, and I do have some that are just on autoship.
Correct.
And those people will most likely become customers time goes on. That's what they've done. You know, that's what the company's trying to eliminate.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why all of a sudden their QPTV went blank. Am I correct now?
Yes. Yeah. Now, if they have a customer order underneath them, then that those amounts will be there because they in fact are considered an active consultant because they're generating activity. They're generating volume from a customer. It doesn't have to be $100. It could be, you know, a roll of duck, and that amount will show up because they're actually generating. They're an active consultant building business or driving business to NECAN. I'd like to see another column that shows autoship, not only for the order, but what it is that month, because right now it's gone. It's not there.
And I think I'm listening to you and I'm studying this, that's why the QOTV all of a sudden is, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
I am being paid on that, or I'm not being paid on that?
No, you get paid on all of that.
My second question is, though, going back to what we were talking earlier, as a platinum, I now need to have the 30,000 in volume.
To reach, down all four levels of your silvers and above.
Okay.
But if you don't have anybody down on the third or fourth level, then it's the benchmarks of a silver and above, which is 4,000 organizational volume.
Okay. Now, I show volume, but we don't really know what the overall is because we're missing the autoship, correct?
Correct.
I mean, I have a lot of people in my organization that are on autoship.
Right.
So, okay. All right.
Yeah, so we'll get it's kind of like an extra bonus kicker that we don't know is there, which, again, One of our leaders who noticed this and brought it to my attention immediately emailed Kurt Foley, because as a diamond in a millionaire's club, but, you know, we have that access to Kurt. And the response he got back and said, yes, it is a work in process. We are aware of it. Please be patient with us. So they're, you know, tweaking and, you know, giving us, it's kind of like we had it and now we've taken it away. Well, it's because we want to be more reflective on customer activity rather than our own self-consumption. June, you bring up another valid point, because you mentioned that when you log into the website and you're looking at your numbers totals, and up in the upper right-hand column, you see the four different groupings: the auto ship volume, new consultants, group volume, and then personal volume. Though that amount, that personal volume, does include our auto ship and our customer activity. And then that group volume would be the amount with all of our personal activity, our own customers, and then our own consultants with their auto ship. That amount is
right
there. So if you want to find out what your customer volume is, you immediately just pull up the genealogy report, and you'll see that tan amount, the qualified, or QPPV, that column is the true customer volume. It's kind of like, again, and I don't mean to always gravitate and use the illustration of a restaurant, but at the end of a month or at the end of a week, if you want to figure out what your, or even at the end of a day, what your daily sales are, you're looking at customer sales. You're not looking at what your employees, you know, consumed in the bagels or in the meals that they got at, you know, 50% off or whatever, you know, the price is for employees. That's not considered really a sale. Yes, you consumed inventory, but it's not a sale. We were at an Ethiopian restaurant last night with our small group, and at the very end, after we, you know, paid the bill, I'd asked the owner if I could get an order of just the injera, which is the bread. It's like a tortilla that you use to scoop up all the wat, the stew, and it's served on a big platter. And he said, well, we have two left. And I said, two? What do you mean, two? And he said, well, we only make them up fresh for the day. And if we run out, before we run out of customers, then they have to order something else. And I thought, oh, so they go by sales of the injera, the bread, if you can call it that. It's more like a tortilla. When they run out, that's it. And that they know how many, based on reservations that they receive, how much sales they've done of the injera based on if they have any left. You know, they can't count if their employees consume any of it. So it's kind of the same thing with this. These numbers that we're seeing, they're true when it comes to customer volume in that genealogy report. When you look at that the tan or the brown, that column. And then, again, if you click on them, you see absolutely nothing other than orders that are placed under our ID number or our ship. If you want to see what your customers are doing, click on Account Inquiry, which is the fourth one.
Yeah.
Isn't it the fourth one from the bottom, fifth one from the bottom underneath My Business? And then you scroll down. And again, if you've not gone to there, if you've not looked at that, that also will tell you what your commission check will be on the 10th of every month for that month. For the 15th of that month, you can look as early as the 10th, and it'll tell you what your commission will be for that month.
Then, one last, it's a tip for people, but I probably once every 2 months print out my customer report, because mm-hmm. that's where your old consultants are going, and that's where your past customers are, and that does change. They drop off after a while, but at least it gives you a history of who's ordered water filters, who's ordered other products in the past. And then if you go into, I think it's tracking, that'll go back like several years.
Mm-hmm.
You're a reminder of who to contact.
And June, you bring up a really valid point. That customer list, those customers were dropping off after 2 years of inactivity. And this summer, I believe it was in June, Nikken changed that and they will no longer be dropping off, but for 10 years is what they changed it to. So yeah, that's kind of nice because I'm still looking at a customer that last had an activity December 1st of 2014, but other customers that I looked that had activity going back even older than that. Here's one from May 27, 2013. So that they were coming up on 3 years of inactivity. But that was a consultant who didn't renew and slid into the customer program. But yeah, that point of looking at your customer list is really valid, and I would encourage you. I've gone down this list several times now in making contact with anybody who's ordered anything consumable to let them know about the benefits of utilizing AutoShip with that 25% discount, because you never know when you reach out to somebody and let them know that they can get it at a discount, they may enroll. And with the options of doing monthly, bi-monthly, quarterly, or bi-annually, someone could put in an order for, you know, nutritional products like every other month or every 3 months, save on the shipping, and get the products at a much better rate. But again, it's looking down your customers and going back to your contacts. And yeah, it's no different than if you had a store, you know, or a restaurant. You're going to solicit activity of customers. That's the way the business works. These are great questions, by the way. Thank you, June.
Okay.
Thank you, Dave.
Go ahead.
Vance, this is Julie.
Good morning, Julie.
How are you?
Excellent. And yourself?
Oh, awesome. My numbers keep growing. That duct tape is awesome for me. Because everybody I get put a piece on, it helps them, and then, you know.
Give us a quick a duct tape testimony. I remember talking to you earlier this week, and you said you'd put one on a gal, and I can't remember what the story was, but give us one of the more recent stories of the results.
Okay, so my newest person, her elbow's been hurting for 3 months. Every time she uses her arm, her elbow. So I told her I didn't know if my new tape would help, but if she'd let me give her some, we could try it. So it hurt on both sides of where the bone is, on the inside and the outside. So I put one strip on the inside and one strip on the outside. And within about 5 minutes, she said, would I be able to feel this already? And I said, probably. And so the next morning, she emailed me that her elbow felt great. And but while I was there, she said, my daughter plays basketball and her foot's been bothering her. So would this help her foot? And I said, I'll give you a piece to try. And so she just texted me last night that the tape also helped her daughter, so she'll be getting some. So, and her husband wants more of the progesterol juice. So, and she hadn't ordered for a year previously, so.
Wow, that's fantastic.
I think she's going to put her husband on AutoShip because I stressed the 25% discount was the better way to go.
Uh-huh.
She emailed me last night. She's sorry she's been busy. She hasn't done it yet, but she's going to. So
Okay. Sometimes
it takes a little while to get the orders in. So I think I have eight customer orders that and five of them are new auto ships for this month. So little by little, I'm getting up there. But when I saw with the new to move on to the record keeping in Nikon now, so of course I panicked when I saw what's wrong with the website because all my numbers are gone because I had all my downline people orders were in there, but because it's personal for them, it doesn't come up anymore. So are they going to did you say they're going to put that extra column in?
I think that's something that they're working on to at least give us, because we can, you know, if you add the AutoShip column to your report, which we can do in the format section, you can see what that AutoShip amount is, but it's because it's not showing up in the the qualified personal point volume, you know, column.
It's not just, it's all orders. It's not because my new consultant, so this month I have a new consultant, and she just signed up somebody under her the other day. And so her volume went from 425, it dropped down to 199 because she only had the 199 customer order under her.
Right.
So we don't get, I like seeing which of my directs were ordering, so I knew when to follow up with them. But now with that column blank, so there's no place right now where we can see what our directs have done, because if it's for themselves and not for a customer.
Right, it's just not showing up at all, so you have no idea that the volume is even there.
Well, on the front page, my total volume is 1963, but then my paid volume is 1854, and I know that's taken away my 100th auto.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that's my long-term one that, like you, I'm going to keep that one, even though I thought of that even before you said it, so I said Vance and I are on the same page.
Well, I look at the creation date of, you know, August of 1995, and I'm thinking, man, that's 20 years ago that I set up that auto ship order and it's still going. It's kind of a novelty. You know, I kind of want to keep it there.
I'm a little behind you, but I'm almost at 10 years, so.
Yeah. I'm doing my best to try and set it up so it's just barely over 100 points. And then I put all the rest of it underneath of our, you know, daughter's auto ship order underneath your customer account.
Right, and you just gave me the hint to go in and change it and put the CM, because I need more CM samples, so I've got to put that on mine.
Mm-hmm.
So we can see that total volume, but on the front of our page,
yeah,
which will be more than what your paid volume is on the next page, but you don't see where it's coming from, so I know I've got, you know, I know I've got 1,100 coming from someplace, but
I know I'm gonna.
I can't where it's from, so I was hoping there would be someplace where I could go to see that.
Yeah, I'm hoping, it all shows up in the column where our qualified personal group point volume is, in that first column. It's
right.
All there, but where who it's coming from, we don't know that. You know, Julie, you bring up another valid point regarding auto ship is that, you know, the CM cream samples are a great way to get it over the threshold of 100. The other thing too with a personal auto ship underneath their own account number or our own ID is that for the filters, we still, if it's over 100 points, we still get those at a, you know, 10% discount. So that brings the cost down for us considerably. So what I've been doing is I add those to that order, or I utilize the Nikon reward dollars to replace our filters when the time comes. Because that way we can get them for the best price.
Perfect. I did not realize that, and one of my customers just ordered new filters, so.
Yeah, those aren't discounted. And I would also encourage, if you've got customers who are bringing you referrals, they're bringing in business, and you want to figure out a nice way to compensate for them. For an example, you introduce a customer to a waterfall, and they mention it to a friend or a relative or a neighbor, and who also buys the waterfall. I don't see anything wrong with compensating them and saying, hey, look, at 3 months from now, when it comes time to replace your first filter, don't worry about it. It's on me as a gratitude. So by putting that on an auto ship order, that filter only costs us $27 versus the regular price, the retail price of $34. And then when we put it on auto ship, it brings it down a little bit more. I think it drops it down to like $24 and something when we put it on a consultant auto ship order. Or we can put it on, utilize our Nikon reward dollars and get those filters, and it doesn't hurt to have a few of those on hand to, you know, as giveaways. That's a nice little perk that for a customer that would cost them with shipping and sales tax, that you're looking at about $45 to replace that filter. And if they can get it for free, I mean, you know, they're going to probably talk it up to their you know, friends, neighbors, and family, if they know that they can get a free one from you. So doesn't cost you, but like I said, about $25, and it's a nice little giveaway for somebody, or make it worth their while. You know, a couple rolls of duck. Those are little perks. The ideal would be, rather than us compensating financially, utilize the same program that Nikan has set up for us with the Nikan reward dollars, that we can compensate people, reward them for their referral gathering for us, reward them in product form. So, speaking of water, there's one thing that I don't have really a bunch of announcements, but I do have an update. Numerous people asked about the waterfall specifics regarding fluoride. By the way, if any of you have seen the Aaron Brockovich interview that was on The Late Show, she stated that, you know, in areas like Flint where there's lead that's permeated into the water, that any type of water filtration device needs to have an ion resin, ion resin exchange built into it. That's one of the levels or one of the stages in the waterfall filter. It does include that. Well, here's the response. I'm just going to read it. Here's the response that I got back from Frank regarding fluoride in the water and what the waterfall is capable of doing. The issue of fluoridated water is controversial. The National Institution of Health recommends fluoride to protect our teeth and applauds the 67% of the municipalities currently adding fluoride during the water treatment process. Additionally, the Center for Disease Control considers the use of fluoride as one of the greatest achievements of the 20th century. Yeah, I'd beg to differ on that one. Okay, however, this is all moot if fluoride cannot be filtered from the water supply to any meaningful degree. Essentially, the Nikan water filtration systems are capable of reducing fluoride by about 60 to 65%. As such, we do not claim it as a contaminant that is sufficiently addressed by our PIMAG units. In order to improve this removal rate, we would need to design a special filter that specifically targets fluoride. Not only would this type of filter be quite expensive, it would sacrifice our outstanding performance on lead, mercury, chlorine, VOCs, etc. in order to attack the fluoride. So that was the response I got back from Frank. Frank has worked in the product development and quality control department for years with Nikan. So basically, from this email, we can let people know that 60 to 65% of the fluoride is removed, and that, which is still really, really good. The question then comes up, well, what if you ran it through a second time? Would that take out 60 to 65% of it the second time? It's possible, but I don't think it's all that likely. But you could do that. You know, but to be able to know that we're taking out 60 to 65% is huge. We're in an area, the Portland, Oregon area, and the surrounding areas, we don't add fluoride. Fortunately, we have enough hippies and people that are smart enough to know that fluoride in the water is not good. Oh, it may be great for the teeth. It may be fantastic for that, but it's really destructive on the rest of our organs in our body, especially our kidneys. It's not something we need in our bodies in that form. If you want a fluoride, you get fluoride in your body. That's what mouthwash and toothpaste is for. But then again, it's really not all that advantageous, even though that certain governmental regulatory agencies, are saying it's, you know, the greatest, one of the greatest achievements in the 20th century, according to the CDC. I beg to differ just because the studies are out there, and it's really not all that imperative for our bodies. And it's a toxin. It's a byproduct of the aluminum industry that's just been reformulated, and instead of, you know, them having to pay to get rid of it, now we just, you know, modify it and tweak it and dump it into our water supply. So, but 60 to 65% removal with the waterfall, I think is phenomenal. I think it's huge. Are there water units out there that will take out 100% of fluoride? If they're stating that they do, well, I'd like to see that in, you know, actual studies done by secondary, you know, research laboratories that states it has been taken out or has been removed entirely. But that's good news as far as what we're looking for. So on that note, the line is pretty quiet, so I'm presumed we've answered the questions that were relating to the topic at hand. I will also note that I received an email later last night from Ben Woodward regarding the launch of the new training and weekly calls that will be taking place starting March 1st. We don't have a phone number or a Zoom link for them yet. I'm sure they do, but it hasn't been made known yet. So I think Ben is the guest on the morning rev or on the call of the leader this morning, if I remember correctly, from my email. So he may be announcing that phone number this morning. I don't know where it went. Oh, here it is. Yep, nope, I'm sorry. I thought I had it in here, but it's not there. So anyways, be looking for that phone number as soon as I get it. I'm hoping to have it sometime on Monday. We'll blast it out because those calls will start on March 1st with the weekly schedule. And if you've got questions on that, you know, what are good ways to utilize that weekly list of all those different calls, talk to your upline. Give me a call. Pop me a text. Pop me an email. But the best way that I'm going to use it is to plug our customers. I think the starting of it is plug our customers into those different times that are in blue so they can learn more about the products. And then furthermore, if you've got some wonderful testimonies, whether they're, you know, from a few years ago or they're from a few days ago, like what Julie just shared about the duck, feel free on Wednesday morning to jump on the call that I'll be hosting. All these calls are 30 minutes in length. 25 to 30 minutes is the targeted goal. And they are geared for, obviously, prospects, but then also for those consultants who are wanting to expand their knowledge in the different area that is stated by the person leading the call. So, anyways, I think that's it. So have a fantastic weekend, everybody. I look forward to chatting with you next Saturday. Where we will have a guest. I'm waiting for confirmation from several people that have asked to be on the line. And so have a great week. Have a great weekend.
Dan?
Finishing the month. Yes, go ahead.
May I ask a question?
Yes, you
okay.
Can.
Okay. I'm wondering on our customers how to get them on as the auto ship. I know Dennis and Ruth said something we're supposed to put them on from our website, but is there a way they can do it from their website?
They can. This is sounds like Colleen, correct?
Yes, yes.
Good morning, Colleen.
Good morning.
It's really, really simple. What I have told people to do, once they log in underneath their own customer ID and their password, just up in the right-hand corner, right above the picture of their sponsor, I just describe it as the good-looking couple in the top right corner. Right above that photo is the link for AutoShip. And they click on that, and then it takes them right into creating a new AutoShip. And all of those prices are already priced at the 25% discount.
Perfect.
And all of those other items that show up, like the CM cream and the wraps and all those non-consumable items, those are not discounted, but they can add them to that AutoShip order. So, again, even if this is a brand new customer and this is their first order and they're placing an order that includes even one nutritional item, but they want to get some insoles and some jewelry or wraps or whatever, or a Magplex, set it up as an auto ship order because that discount, that 25% discount, will more than likely offset the cost of the shipping when you factor that in there.
Fantastic. Thank you.
You're welcome, Colleen. Go ahead, Molly.
Yeah, Ben, it was not allowed. Only the, that's the, my experience. I even have a consultant to work this with me, whether I could add another thing that doesn't have a 25% discount. I say it's okay, but I like to be on the same shipment. And they come back twice, say not allowed.
When you're saying what is not allowed on the auto ship order?
If it is not 25% discount, then it's not allowed to be put in together.
No, you can set it up together for a customer's auto ship order. They can add any of those other items in there. That's why they're grouped in that grouping. It's like why does the CM cream come up as the first item in the shopping list underneath the auto ship options? Well, because those are all the other products that are included in that. That you can add them to an auto ship order, but there's just no discount for them.
Well, but that's what I keep saying to them when they come back the second time and tell me that that's not allowed. Well,
yeah. Try it again, because I've already done it this week with a couple of our customers, and then helping others do the same. That it that's why those items are in there. They're available for auto ship, but they're not discounted for the customer, just the consumables, just the nutrition, skincare, and the duct.
Okay, so as long as in the chart.
Yes, they're in that auto ship grouping, in that basically that auto ship shopping cart, so to speak. But they've got to start by going to the auto ship link and then click on the button to create a new auto ship order, and it'll take them right on into it.
Okay. Sam, this is Cindy in Mesa.
Good morning, Cindy.
I'm bothering you again. I got a few quick questions. The Kenko Therm Cocoon, is that only available in the spring?
It is. Actually, it's coming back because of our demand for it, and because that we've had too many people, which has been wonderful, email that contacted Nikan. And we don't want it as a seasonal item. So I don't know when it's coming back. We're just kind of waiting to see if it's going to be included in the next container that's coming over, across the Pacific.
Because I've seen it says available spring 2016, so I don't know.
Okay, yeah, that means it'll be back as soon as they get the order filled. Anything that takes manufacturing, like sewing and stitching, it's not like you can just pick up the phone and say, hey, I want these by the end of the week.
You gotta ship them over.
I believe they're made in Korea. Which is my guess, where all the far infrared, the comforters, I think that's where they're coming out of. But it's the email that was passed on to me from Kurt Foley, because of so many people requesting it and ordering it, not just during the 40% promotion, but up until that point, is that originally it was going to be a seasonal item, but because of the demand and because of what we're using it for as a very inexpensive sleep system and very portable sleep system, that it'll be back as a regular feature item, not just as a seasonal item.
Okay. Now, the Vital Balance packets, are those only available in vanilla?
They're only available in vanilla, and they're only available for consultants. It'd be great if customers can purchase them, but they can't put them onto an auto ship order.
Okay.
I played around with this yesterday. They are available to customers and consultants, but only consultants can we add them. It drops the price from like $80 down to $60, which is exactly $2 a serving, which is fantastic. Our two oldest girls have been taking them to school because it makes for a quick lunch.
Julie, and I just want to let everyone know that the Call with Ben is a webinar that is actually on now.
Oh, there we go. Thank you, Julie. It's a webinar.
And I just sent you the link in case you didn't have it or you needed to send it to people.
Yeah, I think Dave Johnson sent that down, and I must have accidentally deleted it. So that's going on right now. Molly, I will send you that link.
If it is magnetic leaders, I know.
Yeah, it's the same one as Yeah, it's one that Dave Johnson sent down. I see it now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, gang, I've got...
Another quick question. Are the power chips only available in black?
The power chips are only available in black, yes.
Okay, what about the power band colors available?
Black as well, except in the Well Supplies Lash category. I think they're still yellow and the Nikon Green. I think
okay.
are the two colors that are still
and
available.
And then I need, if I need to text you, how do I do that? Is
area
there a
code, area code 503.
Okay.
348-0749.
49, okay. And then now the sports bottle packets, are those available in the six-pack?
For some reason, I don't think so. There's
a listing, but I can't find any price.
Okay. Yeah, Cindy, on the power band bracelets, it's what do we got here? We got Nikon Green and Neon Green are the two colors for the bracelets. And then, and you can see these again in the Well Supplies Last category. And then on the necklace, we are down to Nikon Green, which is the deeper, like forest green, and the yellow.
Okay.
And then, would you ask me about the water?
Primag bottles, yeah.
It looks as if they are, no longer available in a six-pack. Just simply the single one for $39 is our cost.
And then the Bergisterol, is that in a four-pack too, or is that just available in two-pack?
Two-pack.
Two-pack, okay. And then the three-pack of Complex Cream? The CM Cream?
I don't think we have a three-pack of the CM Cream anymore. No.
Okay. Just trying to clear up some of my questions here.
Do you not use the website, Cindy?
Yeah, I was using it, but I wasn't able to find it under quick references or anything.
Oh, okay.
And then the other question, rhythm of the business calls, there were no numbers. What do I do?
Rhythm of the business calls, that's a good question. I think what we'll have in place is the weekly calls, and yeah, the number is not available yet, but as soon as Dave Johnson decides what they're going to do as far as which number they're going to use for that, because he and Ben have been collaborating on it, then I know that'll get published and it'll get sent out there.
And then, can customers order from Focus on Growth and Blue Ribbon?
Oh, absolutely.
They can, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Just wanting
to
make sure.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm working on my business, so here we go.
Keep going, Cindy. You're doing great, and thank you
Well, we've got a women's expo in Phoenix, so I think if I can find somebody to go in with me, I'm going to do that.
Oh, there you go.
And then we also have a flea market out here. That would be a really good opportunity also, so...
When you get to that point, Cindy, I just got a text from Professor Mary Bowser, as I like to call her. She's a professor at Shenandoah State University, and she's working a booth today at a wellness fair or something. I'd love to put you in contact with some of the people that have done booths successfully on how to
that would be great.
Streamline
that would
them so immensely. You're not bringing the whole house, including the kitchen sink. Just
quick sell items like the duct tape and the sports bottles and the mini magnets and the power chips and stuff like that.
Yeah. Stuff that you can draw attention to people really quickly and then get their information and follow up from there. So, yeah, I'll put you in touch with some of those folks and what they've done, what works and what doesn't work.
Okay. That
all right.
Sounds
well,
great.
Hey, gang,
yes,
everybody.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Cindy, and to everybody else, all you wonderful, lovely ladies that contributed to another successful call. Have a fantastic weekend, finishing up the month strong. Still got an extra day of February with the leap year on Monday. So have a great weekend again, and we'll look forward to chatting with you real soon. Bye-bye for now.